This next session, Metatron wanted to come and make some comments and kind of connect all of the pieces and parts that have occurred over the last 2.5 days. So if you'll take a deep breath, be very centered in this moment, very open and receptive. And please welcome Lord Metatron. Much has happened in the last few days of your time. And as you have been with us in this crucible, when you are immersed with us in the quantum field, in this crucible, time and space are totally different. And I'm sure you have begun to notice that. Linear time does not exist in this field. Only many different dimensional sequences that hold their specific iterations of time and space as it applies to the physical realm. This whole project, dear ones, has been all about resurrecting a planet and the human iteration into its original state. You are now able to access a creative realm of energetics. So I would like to just make some points about what has occurred in the last 2.5 days. The activation, the final activations of the 6th and 7th dimensional light templates was crucial at this juncture of your evolvement and your project as bringing back to the physicality, the fullness of humanity and the fullness of Earth from the perspective of its origination point. So those two final activations were crucial because it afforded you the opportunity to alter your unified field, to bring equilibrium and unity more functional within that space. And it's that equilibrium piece that was brought in through the 6th dimension and also the 7th dimensional light template that afforded you the opportunity to alter the electrical charges in the field, bringing them not to the forefront, but in complete balance with the magnetics, and made usable as needed in your creations, but always within that balance so that there were no charges that emanated from your mental or your thoughts that were out of alignment with the nature of you, of the emotions that you are capable of holding and resonating. So because of this equilibrium piece, there's no charge in the emotion or reactive state from that 3rd dimensional or even 4th dimensional space that you previously occupied. So it removed the distortions from your field, your unified field, and everything started to unify and come into complete balance. And this was a very important activation that affects not only your energetics, but the energetics of the earth and the energetics of all humanity who are here now and who will be using this venue for their individual expression. So the light packets were also impacted in that all of that was drawn into the light packets. And if we briefly discussed with you previously that there is eventually one just massive light packet that holds it all. But right now there are certain iterations that apply to you physically, which are very important now and will take some time to fully integrate. So these light packet iterations, as they appeared to you as sequential, were sequential for your need in absorption and changing your physicality, as well as changing and unifying your mental emotional body. That huge rift that was present in third and fourth dimension has become more unified. There's still a little integration here to do in regards to what you've activated in these last 3 days. But within the next 3 years, that mental emotional body will come into not only coherence, but complete unified expression, so that there's no separation. You don't have these reactiveness that you do now because of the rift, the separation between the two. You think a thought and then it's a while before you have an emotional response. Shorter period now, much shorter. Or you have an emotional reaction to something and it's a while before you can coordinate your thought so it can be processed through the neurology of your body. So as this body unifies and becomes one in that equilibrium, it changes your neurology. All of these light sequences, all of these iterations of you and these activation are affecting you on every level, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So at that physical level, your neurology is changing because of these activations. And the neurology then can process the complexity that streams through in your creations, your mental emotional body as a unified body. So that neurology in your body has to be able to create the thoughts and process them to manifest them, because the process is still the same. As you create and manifest, you have to create it in your thoughts and your intentions, and you have to amplify and move it through your emotional, through passion, and all of those more refined emotions. So these activations, these final activation in this sequence of teaching has brought all of that to the forefront and begins to operate from the fullness of those activations over the course of the next 2 or 3 years. So that includes that sixth and seventh dimensional light template, which is these were the primary activations that had to take place before you could fully begin to access in that quantum field levels of eighth and ninth dimension. These are already in place in that quantum field awaiting your exploration. So these activations were of primary concern to us, that you were given those activations and the ability at the time, you had the ability to access the quantum field and also make usable these activations. And that's what all these teachings have been about, very gradually, but very precisely over the last 5 years. So the light packets are all affected, 1 through 7, as we explained to you in a previous teaching, that as you activate more DNA strands, those strands then affect all the other strands that were activated, all of the chakra system of the body where those packets were placed are enhanced by every step you took in activations of those iterations of light packets. So now you have this grand unified field of these iterations of the light packet operating in equilibrium, one affecting the other. So your physical body is being affected, your mental emotional body is being affected, the DNA strands, so that eventually you will be able to have all 12 strands in your DNA, which relate to the body, activated and operating in that unified field and having full accessibility to all of it within that quantum field. Everything is shifted now into that massive quantum field of light. So now let's talk about this beautiful last initiation of light body. That too enables you to access more and more of that quantum field in your light body, because everything in that light body now is stable, unified, operating in equilibrium and reflecting. It's becoming your etheric body and transmitting to your physical body, helping that physical body's consciousness follow your consciousness as soul spirit, but also helping your body change at a cellular and molecular level through the communication streams and transmissions that it receives from the light body. So this has been brought together for you right now in this quantum field, for you to know what a massive being of light that you are in the variations of expressions and creative abilities, the ability to travel within dimensional sequences, not only fifth, sixth, seventh, but now you're entering the parameters of the eighth and soon the ninth. As this integration, these massive integrations take place, and as we have told you, it's between somewhere, it's hard to gauge the way you keep time, but between 3 to 5 years. And it's just in you using it, becoming accustomed to it, making adjustments along the way, and allowing that integration to proceed as you individually need it and can use it. So there's no rush here. We teachers of light, myself who oversees all of that, don't just say, oh, we're done, see ya. That does not happen. We are continually part of your expression in form. And this crucible will remain and grow as you are able to raise up in that quantum field and use it very proficiently. And that's not too far off here. You'll be amazed in the next just 3 months how things change in your daily life. And it just grows from there. So we are delighted and amazed at what you have accomplished in 5 short years of your time sequence. To us, it's like a flash. But to you, it was, for some, a rough journey because you had a lot of clearing to do previous to these 5 years. You had years of preparation to come into this master sequence of activations and teachings. And we are so appreciative of all of your effort, your tenacity, what you have brought to this project sets the template for many to follow. And for those who are just entering your realm of experience, it is so appreciated by those souls because they are able to express themselves at their more individual level at a much higher sequence than they were if they would have come in 10 years ago. They waited for you to do this, many of them, because they are the next 3 generations who will bring this more into form. More and more will be accomplished because of how you set that base so stably. And we ask your continued effort and your continued practice and transmission and staying with us, stay the course. We are not finished, but we have just finished a segment of activations and iterations. And when that settles in a little more, we will open a whole new series for you to experience. So just as when we began, we had to set the foundation. So that foundation is going to be set in the next year or two. And then we will proceed. And we are happy, happy, happy to present these things to you at this time and get you into a place where you realize that there is no end to what you can create on any level. So with that, beloveds, I will withdraw from this space, but I do not withdraw from your crucible. I do not withdraw from you, but just from this technological space. Blessings.
Blessing.
So, take a deep breath. And I think we will call that our conclusion for this morning's session. Blessings.
Blessings.